I really want to applaud the city council for coming up with a resolution to make the city of Lafayette a sanctuary city, right. Something that we need. We're currently working, the Boulder Valley School District Board of Education is currently working on a resolution also to make sure that all of our kids and families are viewed with a lot of dignity, and something that we have already put out that we will not tolerate any kind of bigotry or racism or any kind of negative comments around or towards any individual in our schools. There is a pledge that you all signed today. The pledge, it's a simple sentence, but a very powerful sentence. And I'll read it out to you because you signed it already. I don't want you to forget it. I pledge to stand up against hate and violence, to stand unified with this community in love, and to fight for what I believe is right through love and not hate. I would like to add to that pledge a little bit, one more thing, and that is, because I've already experienced it and I've heard of a lot of people that have experienced it in our community here in Lafayette. There have been individuals that have been looked at and because, porque hablan español, because they speak Spanish. Tenemos muchos familias aquí en Lafayette que hablan español. We have a lot of families here in Lafayette that speak Spanish.
Yay!
En las tiendas, they speak Spanish in the stores. They speak Spanish every place.
Love it.
One of the incidents is where this one particular individual was speaking Spanish, standing in line in a particular store, I won't mention the store, and the lady in front of her said, you know what? This is not what we do here. We don't speak that language, so why don't you go back where you come from? When you hear those incidents, I want to make a pledge. I can only control what I can do myself. But I would like for everybody to look at, when you see those particular incidents happening, please stand up for the person in front of you or behind you. They need to hear that you love them. They need to hear that you are there to support them. And that's the only thing that you can do as an individual. We can't change what happened last Tuesday, but we can certainly change how we act and how we support our community in Lafayette and all over Boulder Valley School District.
Just because I think that after such a polarized election, it's really important to recognize where our roots come from and where our community is, and to support everyone here, I think. Because, you know, love is the answer, and we're all going to be the ones to create the change that we want. And I think this is like the right way to approach the situation, I guess, is because we're all coming together to support each other and be with each other and be positive. And encouraging to one another. And
a lot of people are feeling a lot of anxiety because of so many of the really hateful statements that Trump has made. Is this a way to sort of reach out to people in the community and try and express some support?
Yeah, definitely. I think inclusion and bringing everyone together is the best way to, you know, unite this country and everything. So I think this is, you know, a statement that we're trying to make, that we're here for everybody in the community, and we're not trying to marginalize anyone or negatively hurt anyone, I guess. But yeah, definitely, that's the whole message.